Cindy Kapsel, homicide and violent crimes advocate from Ames Assault Care Center, extending shelter and support access. Access is holding a virtual online candlelight vigil in support of survivors of homicide. Access will post a looped video of a flickering candle starting today, Friday, December 7th, through Monday, December 10th. Access would like you to show your support in remembering those lost by posting a picture of a candle throughout the weekend. I would like to share with you a conversation that I had with Cindy Kapsel, homicide and violent crimes advocate at Access.
National Survivors of Homicide Awareness Month runs from November 20th to December 20th. Those family members and friends of the person who was lost. That's who we're thinking of at this time. This weekend, we're putting some things on our Instagram and Facebook's information there for survivors or friends of survivors, people who've lost someone. This weekend is a candlelight vigil. What we're going to do is we will have a candle lit, and throughout that weekend, if someone wants to light their own candle, they can do that in their own home or wherever it is that they want to do that. It'll be an online candlelight vigil, essentially. Then they can post if they want to say something on
Instagram message or text message or Facebook message.
A poem or something that they want to say, a memory of that loved one. Any of that, we would love to have that shared with us this weekend.
So we could do it locally or internationally, nationally. Oh,
anybody, anywhere they can. Yes. We just want to honor them and remember them at this time. The holidays are particularly difficult. That empty chair at the table when the rest of the family is there can be very, very difficult.
And can you explain some things that you tell people that are going through this, losing a person to violence or a survivor of violence?
Sure. One of the things that we want to do is to support that survivor. And what needs to be said is, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for your loss. And it's good to use the name of the person who died, keep that memory alive, and they appreciate hearing the name of that person. Part of it is just allowing them to talk about that person. And if someone's crying, it's okay. That's part of the healing process. What does help is to remember that each of us has a unique relationship with that person. The length of time from my grief isn't going to be the same as yours or anybody else's. We can't put a timeline on their grief. We need to accept people where they're at in their grief and support them as best we can. I mean, there may be times where you just sit silently. You don't say anything, and they don't say anything, but it's supportive to have you there. The part about homicide is that it's sudden, and it's unexpected, and it's uncalled for. It's not justified in any way. It's something that shouldn't have happened.
And it's a big why.
It's a different to losing someone that I think makes it very, very difficult. And then you have the criminal justice process that maybe someone's charged, maybe they aren't. Maybe they never are. Maybe they're charged right away and the trial doesn't come. Maybe you get a trial in 3 months. Maybe it's a year. Maybe it's 2 years or 3 years down the road before you get to trial. And during all that time, those survivors have this uppermost in their minds, and it's something that they have to deal with on a daily basis, because it just doesn't go away.
And so you kind of get re-triggered or reactivated about that.
And that really takes a toll. Another thing I would say, you know, in accepting them, but also, you know, you have that relationship with them and you're there to support them. And when you leave, try to leave on a positive note of some sort. And by that, I don't mean have a great day or something like that, but that you help them to come back to their day, even if it's asking about dinner, anything that kind of brings them back into daily living so they're not just swallowed in their grief after you've had this time with them. And there are things that the community can do to help those survivors. When I think of the cost, the Crime Victim Compensation Program through the Attorney General's office covers a lot of things, but there are things they don't cover. Expenses that come from travel, depending on your relationship, they may not cover anything. They may not cover the hotel, because you have to get a hotel to come and be involved in the trial. or observe the trial. Meals.
Very important.
If you're staying in a hotel, you've got three meals a day that have to be covered, and the trial may run a week, 3 weeks. It just depends. And so those are expenses. The travel is a big aspect of it, especially if they're coming in from out of state. There's a lot that the community could do to support a family, even like pet boarding. Or maybe there's daycare for the children, or maybe there's a family member or elderly member who needs daycare because of health issues or mental health, dementia or something like that, where there are disabilities that they need that daily assistance, but the family needs to be at the trial. Unfortunately, burglars look at the obituaries to target homes because they know the family won't be there. So they'll match up those obituaries and find their home location and hit those homes. So it's good to have someone in the home during those hours. So that's something friends of the family or whoever can be designated to be there, even if it's sitting in a car in the driveway, mowing the lawn.
And this time of year, maybe shoveling.
Shoveling. Helping with house cleaning. It could be walking the dog, giving the dog a bath. Think of cooking meals, just shopping. And we always think of cooking meals kind of in the immediacy of the funeral. It can go on for weeks or months, really.
Mm-hmm.
When someone's grieving, they barely have the energy to get out of bed. It's good to have that support. Whether it's you go over and have a cup of coffee, go for a short drive, but the key is to meet them where they're at, not where you think they should be.
And I know you're really valuable to our community, so I want to thank you so much.
The Homicide and Violent Crimes Program is a little over 2 years old now. When Access got this program, we began serving other crimes. We provide services, generally speaking, to victims of felony crimes, robberies and burglaries, where there's someone in the house, the murders, arson, kidnapping, the serious assaults, the ones that involve serious injuries, homicide and serious injury by vehicle, hate crimes, stalking, harassment, those kinds of things. So we provide advocacy services, we provide information on their rights as victims. We can assist with housing and transportation, grief support, and advocacy with the criminal justice system is a huge part of what I do. And we have a 24-hour crisis line, and we make a lot of referrals for other services that we don't provide, but some other agency does. If you're in that situation, there's support. There is help. Just give us a call, and we will do our best to help.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you for having me.